Minehead Baptist Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, the 1st of January 2012. Hello and welcome, thank you once again for joining me. My name's James and I'm the web guy here at NBC. This week Tim's starting the new year with New Year, New You, and the reading is Ephesians chapter 4 verses 22 to 24. So let's go and hear the reading and then Tim will start the sermon.
Before Tim brings his address, I'm going to read from Ephesians 4 verses 22 to 24. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which has been corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on your new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
Fantastic. Now, I'm going to speak for just a few minutes, but I have got a banner that I made which looks really, really dull. Now, you know, I don't like dull, so what I was hoping was whether some of the slightly smaller people would come to the front and actually help us to decorate this, because we're going to use it right at the end of my talky bit. So you haven't got very long. But it would be brilliant if you could come and actually do some things on it. Now, anything will do. Rod wasn't too sure about his artistic ability earlier, so he said he wasn't going to help. So I'm hoping that some of the slightly smaller people might come and help me out. So would that be okay? Be fantastic if you can. Poppy's definitely there. Oh, you're going to help as well. Thanks, Tony. Okay. Brilliant. So, there's all sorts. It's quite long, so it needs quite a lot of work, okay? But it's got to be quick, all right? So, as quick as you can be, that will be fantastic. And our thinking this morning is reflected a little bit by our dear old New Year sort of focus, because you couldn't really ignore the New Year, could you? How many of you stayed up? Yay. How many of you watched the fireworks from London? Yeah, we did. And we even had little indoor fireworks, which was great fun. Little sparkler things. It was great. And the thing about this time of year is that it's that sort of time when there are endless TV shows, aren't there? Which actually say what's already happened. And I saw on one of the newspapers last week, It's a very, very exciting headline. It said, "A lot happened in 2011. I thought, well, that's a great way of summarising it, isn't it? A lot happened. And that's true, isn't it? A lot did happen in our world. And in fact, a lot happened in our church last year too. Loads of stuff that was going on. And this time of year is that opportunity to look back at the past and to learn from our experiences. And in theory, note I said in theory, not to make the same mistakes we made last year, this year. That's the idea. But also to be encouraged by the good things that we have experienced and gone through. And spiritually, it's a really fantastic opportunity to refocus on what God has and wants to do in our lives. And so the reading that Lynn just read for us calls us as God's people to three different things: to remember, to evaluate, and to focus. And just for a few minutes, I just want to take us through those different words. And the first is that word, remember. Over Christmas, we remembered what Jesus' coming was all about. Remember our nativity service with our slightly quirky nativity and Jesus being born in a cleaning cupboard. And we thought about what it meant for Jesus to come. And that coming gives us hope and the opportunity to know God for ourselves. And Paul puts it in terms of new life. Do you want to read this with me? You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. It's all about letting go of the things which bind us to the old way of living that we had before we knew Jesus. And we're encouraged to get into our minds and hearts the basic truth of what it means to be made new, to be born again as followers of Jesus. And those of us who have been baptized, we know that part of the symbolism of all of that is that we die to our old lives, die to not knowing God, and then we rise up to a new life, knowing Him in our experience day by day, to inherit something different. And so we remember today all of those things that have brought us to that point in our faith. All of the different people who've been involved in our story of coming to know Jesus for ourselves. And it's also about the drawing of God's Spirit that actually helped us to realize our need of God's love and of His grace. That we needed His forgiveness, we needed His hope, we needed His life put within who we are. And we remember all of those little steps that brought us to that point of asking Jesus into our own lives. And then that experience continues because it's about letting go of the authority of who we are from ourselves to God, of putting Him in charge. And then this verse also really challenges us to make sure that we discard everything that's going to hinder our walking in that new life and encompassing it fully. So there's lots of things about this word, remember. And a little bit later we're going to remember the heart of what it means to have faith in Jesus. When we think of what He went through so that we might be made new. But I think today is also about evaluating. And that's the second word that I've used. And it follows through from, again, our reading. Do you want to read once more? To be made new in the attitude of your minds. This verse talks about our minds being changed. And if you like, verse 22 was really thinking about our conduct, our actions, what we do. Whereas this verse is actually about our thinking and about what goes on up here. What do we make our decisions based on? Now, all of us make our decisions based on the things that we've picked up through our lives. Whether you like it or not, our parents were quite influential in that. We make decisions based on our own personal life experience. We make decisions based on all sorts of different criteria. But what God asks us to do is to say, I'm going to make my decisions based on what God wants and what He wants in my life. And there's a choice that each of us have to make in how we're going to evaluate and make decisions. Is it going to be my way, with just my limited understanding and comprehension of what's right and wrong and where I should be going? Or am I going to let God be the one who directs my thinking? And Paul uses the expression about minds being changed in another book, in Romans. Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And it continues, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith that God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us." There's a little phrase that I find helpful because it's true of me. That when that verse talks about being living sacrifices, we have a tendency to crawl off the altar, to put ourselves outside of that sense of sacrifice and of giving ourselves to God. But as we approach a new year, will we determine to let God change our minds so that we consider and we evaluate his way rather than just with our own opinions and thoughts? And it's also about focus. Again, do you want to read with me? "And to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." Okay, look around. How righteous is the person next to you? Okay? This could be really tricky. Okay. Now look the other way and say, how holy is the person that side? Ooh. Well, I've used the word focus for summarising the thoughts of this verse. How many of us received new clothes for Christmas? I got a jumper. I'm not wearing it. I got some new clothes. And here, Paul uses the idea of putting on new clothes to describe the new life that God wants us to know. And the whole thinking behind it is that our focus is not on our own status or wealth or position or happiness, but actually it's supposed to be on God's honour, calling and plans. It's a change around in the priorities that we have and the focus that we live our lives with. And Paul indicates in this verse that we make a decision to put on the new self. It's not an automatic repercussion of becoming a Christian. We're not forced into becoming a follower of Jesus, nor are we forced to obey his plans for our lives. But if we want to walk in the freedom, the joy, and the hope that God wants us to know, then we need to keep focused on his way for our lives. Now, I haven't got time this morning to go into detail about God's plans, but throughout the rest of Ephesians, Paul picks up loads of different things of what this might involve. And here's a quick run through. To make Jesus the head of our lives. To discover and to live in God's purposes. To be reconciled to God and to other people. It's the last bit that we sometimes struggle with. He also talks about becoming an active part of Jesus' body here on earth. That we've all got a part to play within the church. He talks about maintaining the unity of God's people. Not letting anything get in the way. He talks about recognising and honouring the diversity and the gifting of one another. You know, I'm not like you and you're not like me, and praise God for that. Because we're all different and we all have a different part in God's plans and purposes. He talks about being renewed individually, and that each of us should be concerned and working and conscious of that and aiming towards it. And we do that by being filled and overflowing with the Holy Spirit. All of this is part of the new self, that we're bound together as new creations, united in honouring God and in building his kingdom wherever we may live. So today, a new year, a new you. Which of the words we've been thinking of this morning resonates in your spirit? Is it about remembering where we've come from? Remembering again and just praising God for all that he's done to bring us to this place? Maybe God is actually challenging us to think about how we evaluate and make decisions. What is going to be the focus of how we make decisions in our minds and in our lives? Or is it about thinking through the focus of what we're doing with our lives? Which word fits you this morning? I wonder if some of the children could come forward and help me to hold this one up, because it's quite useful. Try this end. That'd be all right. Come this way. Excellent. You hold that one. Okay. Thank you. Excellent. You're going to help? Right, you probably need to move up a bit. Can you go up again? Excellent. We're saying Happy New You. The only way this is going to work is if we let God change us and move in us. So thank you so much for decorating my banner. That's brilliant. I wonder whether we should stick it up. Do you think we should? Do you want to go up there? Excellent. Oh, this will be fun. One, two, three. Over! I knew it was going to be fun. Excellent. You carry on holding it. Excellent. I put a little doodah there. There's one. Happy. And I've got one more. Happy New You. Fantastic. Should you hold it up? Great. Thank you. And we're going to celebrate how we are made new again as we take communion in a few minutes. But just for a second, let's think about those words. To remember. Is that you this morning? Is that what God wants to put in your heart from our time together? Maybe it's that word evaluate. Thinking about the priorities that we have and the way we make decisions. Or is it about the focus of our lives? Let's just pray for a moment. Lord Jesus, when we think of our own story of faith, we thank you for all of those who've been involved in our own journey. We worship you and thank you for those who are willing to step out and speak into our lives, to encourage us and to draw us towards yourself. Help us to be the same to others. And as we remember, Lord, we also pray that you'd help us to put into action that little word evaluate. To be changed in our minds. To allow you to be the focus and the direction of how we live. Lord, change us from our own selfish pursuits to seeking your path and your way. And for many of us, Lord, we're conscious that our focus is so often not on righteousness and holiness, but it's on our own needs and desires. This morning, Lord, as we face a whole new year, a brand new year, a year full of possibility and hope, we ask, Lord, that you would help us to keep our focus on you. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Take us deeper. Take us further as we step out in faith, that we might be new every day in the power and the glory of Jesus. Amen.
If you'd like to leave a comment on the sermon, please do so over at minehead-baptist.com/sermons. Well, thank you once again for listening. Please stay subscribed and I'll speak to you soon.